From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Comple. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has ordered state agencies to identify any gender wage gaps and take action to ensure women are paid the same as men for the same work. Nixon spoke today at the Women's Foundation annual luncheon in Kansas City. He said a bill establishing best practices to address the wage gap received some bipartisan support at the committee level last session, but didn't get to his desk. The Women's Foundation and Institute of Public Policy at the University of Missouri have developed a preliminary set of recommendations for employers in the public and private sectors. Nixon's order directs state agencies to determine how those recommendations can be used to address pay gaps. He said he strongly encourages private companies to use the guidelines to examine their own practices. The 2015 Affordable Housing Symposium began Thursday afternoon, with several community members, leaders, and organizations gathered to discuss ways to create more affordable housing in Columbia. The symposium continued with sessions aimed at addressing what many see as a growing issue in Columbia. Neighborhood Communications Coordinator for the Columbia Community Development Department, Bill Canton, says the growing gap between affluent Columbia residents and poorer ones has a lot to do with it.
In order for Columbia to be the best community it can be, we need to address that piece that hasn't been. And affordable housing is just as a piece of that.
Canton hopes that after the symposium, community members and attendees will become engaged and continue working to solve the issue. Going forward, he says the City of Columbia will use the suggestions attendees gave to create strategies that will address affordable housing needs in Columbia. Missouri has promoted defensive coordinator Barry Odom to replace the retiring Gary Pinkel as head coach. The school said in a release Thursday night that Odom had agreed in principle to a 5-year deal that will need to be approved by the school's board of curators next week. The 39-year-old Odom will be formally introduced Friday at a news conference. Pinkel announced last month he had cancer and was retiring after the season. The Tigers finished 5-7. Odom was an assistant under Pinkel from 2009 through 2011, then did a 3-year stint as defensive coordinator at Memphis before returning to Missouri this season as defensive coordinator. 50 new jobs are expected to open over the next 6 years in Moberly. According to a press release from the Missouri Department of Economic Development yesterday, the Cardinal Health Manufacturing will be expanding its facility. Cardinal Health is a company that helps hospitals, pharmacies, and other healthcare providers improve the cost-effectiveness of healthcare. David Gaines is the Vice President of Moberly Area Economic Development.
The expansion comes as a result of an increased demand of the quality products that they produce here in Moberly, and we're very pleased to see that the companies decided to make that investment to grow their business here in central Missouri.
A hiring event will be held in December for open positions. I'm Nick Comple, KBIA News, Columbia.